Welcome back. 518, 730 AM, 102.9 FM, WTNT. Andy Parks, live from the Washington Times, and I'm joined now by Susan Crabtree, Washington Times White House correspondent. Hello, Susan.
Hi there.
Well, it's been a busy day for you today. I notice you've got two or three stories you're working on, including the fact that the president pulled a surprise visit to Afghanistan.
That's right. Yes, I guess we should have sort of maybe anticipated this, but it seemed like the White House press corps, some people got notice who were on the trip themselves on Monday night, that they have this protocol that they keep it secret. And it's sort of, we just filed a story about how, you know, maybe it's, we're complying a little too much with what the White House wants on that score. Just, I mean, it is national security, and we certainly wouldn't want to see anything happen to him, but you know, the whole time it stretched for about 15 hours that, you know, we didn't know, you know, Drudge Report was running banner headlines saying, "Where is Obama?"
Mm-hmm.
Because it leaked out to a Chinese news agency.
It leaked out to a Chinese news agency?
Yes, I believe you pronounce it Xinhua.
Yeah.
So yes, you know, the rumor is that it was a Afghan official who leaked it, but it wasn't the U.S. press corps. We know that.
Ah, okay. So that that explains what happened this morning. Then, when we got the word that he was on his way to Afghanistan, and then the White House kept denying it throughout the day.
That's right. We even asked them at about 11 a.m. My White House colleague, Dave Boyer, asked the press secretary, Josh Earnest, the deputy press secretary, whether, actually, he first asked Tommy Veder, who is the White House press secretary on national security issues,
mm-hmm.
whether Obama was in Afghanistan, and Tommy Veder replied back in an email with one word, no. So when we followed up with questions, he sent us over to the deputy press secretary. You need to talk to the deputy press secretary about that. So then we started getting suspicious,
mm-hmm.
and they just refused to answer our questions. You know, I understand it's a national security issue, but once, you know, I just don't know if they should have kept it going this long with the news out
yeah.
there already.
Yeah, already been.
It's in an awkward position.
Yeah, it very awkward, I know. All right, now, we know that he just addressed the troops a couple of minutes ago, and he was at a signing of some agreement between the Afghan government and America, and that has something to do with what? Our role in the country later on?
Yes, our role going forward here, and sort of how we're going to leave Afghanistan in 2014. So they've been negotiating this for quite some time now, and it's sort of just a formality at this point.
Okay.
It's a handshake and a signature.
All right. Now, he's going to address the nation tonight at 7:30, and he's expected to say what? Just he's going to talk about this agreement?
Well, I assume he will, but I think that this whole anniversary, the timing of the trip is quite interesting because we just had a report from defense officials to the Armed Services Committee and committees in Congress today talking about the progress in the war in Afghanistan. And he seems like there's been some serious setbacks, as we all know, in rise in violence in the last few months. And it looks like the president may want to be framing this in a way that news gets watered down and that the focus is on the killing of Osama bin Laden. And, you know, there's all this talk about how the president has been politicizing the killing of Osama bin Laden, which is, you know, it's even Arianna Huffington said today that she thought that it's sad that his campaign released on Friday, you know, Mitt Romney into question on whether he would have the guts to have launched the same raid. Now, Arianna Huffington called that despicable today.
Yeah.
And so he's getting hit on the left and the right.
Yeah, and he's a little touchy about that. I noticed yesterday afternoon down at the White House with the Japanese Prime Minister, he was a little on the defensive over it.
Oh, yes, most definitely. And he said that I was at that event, and he said, "I wouldn't call it excessive celebration, you know." He's the one who said we shouldn't be spiking the ball on this. He promised not to spike the ball last year, and it's very touchy. I mean, you have the SEAL teams and the military risking their lives to conduct a raid, and they're not spiking balls.
Yeah. I just mentioned a little while ago, I was talking with Jeff Cooner, and earlier in the show I had mentioned that some of the Navy SEALs have come forward, both past and present. They're very upset, not to mention that the former chief, or chairman, rather, of the Joint Chiefs, Admiral Mullen, is very upset that this is going to be used for political purposes.
Well, you know, if there's a nuance with Mullen, that's true about some of the Navy SEALs, that they have expressed concern, but Admiral Mullen was giving a taped interview, and I think it might have even been before the ad came out.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know when NBC News taped that, but they released it saying he's concerned about the politicization of this, or the potential to politicize it.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. You know, he said he had deep, but he was very, very concerned and warned against it.
Yeah.
So we don't know. It's unclear whether Mr. Mullen or Admiral Mullen knew that about the ad when he said that.
Yeah.
When he made the statement.
Okay, one more thing before I let you run. I know you got to be out of here in about a minute and a half. I wanted to take you to another story you were working on, pay at the White House. A couple of weeks ago, a story cropped up about equal pay working for this administration, and it was believed at that time that women were working at the White House making an average of 18% less than men. You investigated this. What did you find?
Yes, you know, I found that that particular statistic was true for overall, but it was slightly misleading because you have a lot of young people in working in the White House and they're very low-level aides. What I was really interested in is, are women playing a serious role in the White House and are they being compensated for their roles? And I looked at the Obama White House and it seems like they are paying more women more. They're paying the most senior women 4% more than the most senior men. However, they're not hiring, there's only one-third as many women, senior women, as there are senior men.
Okay.
So it's a mixed report. And so it's only, she's only slightly increased the number of senior women from the Bush years. And you know, Bush was very well known for turning to his advisors and leaning on the women in his Oval Office, Condi Rice and Karen Hughes and Dana Perino. And he did elevate women, and they had a serious role in. Obama's been criticized for not, for having, had it more being like a boys club. Ron Susskind wrote in his recent book about the, that some of the women in the White House are very dissatisfied by the way they have been treated.
Mm-hmm.
There's a culture in the White House. So, you know, it is a mixed review. He is paying the senior women more, 4% more than on average than the senior women, but there's just far fewer of them.
I got you. All right, yeah. Susan, I know you got to run. Thanks for your help. We'll talk again.
Thanks, Andy.
See you. Susan Crabtree, Washington Times White House correspondent. It is 5:25, 7:30 a.m., 102.9 FM, WTNT.